The following podcast is a part of the Spin Studio Network.
Hey guys, in today's episode, I discuss some of the really horrific DMs that I receive on a daily basis. I just wanted to offer a trigger warning here as some of them are encouraging suicide. If you are after support, please reach out to Lifeline on 13114. Jump off your balcony. Your poor kids, they would be better off without a mother. What the fuck happened to your face? You are so ugly that I want to scrub my eyes. Oh, I can't even read this one. I'll skip that. I feel so sorry for your family. Just end your life already. You stupid whore. You are so dumb. If you don't like the hate, fuck off then. Go and die. Stop talking. Your face needs a bag over it. You should be made sterile. Your sons would be better off without a mum than you. Are you seriously in a bikini around your sons? So this is just the last 24 hours of the 400 DMs that I have received. And today's entire episode is on trolling, and it's something that I just have to cover. And I know that trolling and everything surrounding it is such a negative emotion and the lowest form of frequency. And so I guess today's entire episode is more shining a light on trolling and how we're all essentially adding to the trolling online, and also how we can ensure that if we do have kids, that the world that they're being brought into is not the way that it's currently going. Now, the term trolling has been coined from online bullying. And as the online world has shifted so much in the past 10 years, all of the problems that kids faced at school are now being amplified with the online vortex that we're all kind of in and on. I'm really passionate about this, not only because I am the center of so much trolling, but because I have teenage sons that are navigating this world right now without any rules or rulings in place. And I say that from a place of fear, because I just cannot imagine how the effects of trolling will be in 10 years' time. And I know that this is happening already. And from my perspective with my children who are not on social media, I hear and see what their friends are currently going through. Now, one thing that you will never, ever, ever see me do is troll anybody. And I actually pride myself in actively de-arming conversations that are not about a person that is present. And this is not just online. This is the way that we conduct ourselves offline, the people that we are, the way that we have conversations, whether we engage in gossip. So people now have been able to turn online and entirely interact without having any consequences. And it's essentially shaping our next generation's world in relation to how they live and what is acceptable conduct online. And a lot of the trolling comments I personally deal with are from mothers themselves. And when I click on their profiles, more times than not, they have shared quotes about being kind and teach your kids this. And it is such a massive, massive misalignment of the words they're currently speaking to their children and trying to teach their children versus what is currently being done. The best teacher that you can ever be is by the way that you are behaving. Your kids will always follow suit by the way in which you act. You can tell them a million times over not to do something, but if you're doing that, I guarantee you that they will do it too. When you comment on a hateful post, or when you share a media article that is full of false information, when you tag your friends to have a laugh at somebody else's expense, it is all adding to the constant stream of online bullying or trolling, and there is always a person behind it. And I think that what's happened is we have removed the fact that every single person is a human, and all we do now is see these people as public figures or random photos, However, behind every single article is a person at home reading those comments. And the most mind-blowing factor to a lot of this is that so many times the people that I have seen being advocates for anti-trolling are often the biggest trolls. And there are so many, so many podcasts that are aimed at bullying people with entirely false information. And in most cases, they even know that it's false information. And I'm not assuming here because this is my personal experience. I was contacted to make comment. I made comment entirely falsified. And it is essentially a new age way of conducting gossip magazines. And how many times have the gossip magazines been sued or found to be providing false bullshit headlines? And one week they're claiming that certain celebrities are perhaps dating or having a baby. And then the next week they're with someone else with zero credibility. And the same currently goes online. And I want to kind of open up here that in the last 2 weeks, I have been slammed with I'm talking thousands. So what I have done now is entirely changed the way that I receive DMs so that they actually feed into my customer service platform so that it no longer goes directly to me. And one of those days was over 4,000 DMs, 90% of those with absolutely horrific messages. And I just want to point out here, this is entirely from one post of me asking what I should wear for Halloween. So from that one post, it was picked up by numerous media outlets. I was told that I was a slut, that I had first world problems, that I didn't deserve to have kids. I was called racist because I was considering as dressing up as a Disney, my favorite Disney character, Jasmine. And all of these comments and articles as a whole stemmed from that one post. And I get it because I understand everyone is in lockdown. We have had a year from hell. And I don't think that the boredom is a reason to be able to do this. And when I see all of these accounts, these are women who have based their entire lives dedicated to hurting other people or fueling lies or gossiping. And I always have to really just pull myself back in and go internally and ask, what happened to you, you poor thing? Because gossiping is such a low frequency and you're connecting on false basis and you're connecting and trying to make genuine connections with people that is stemming from a place of entire bullshit. You're not making lasting friendships to withstand your hard times or encourage you to grow or help you blossom into the person in order for you to feel more fulfilled. And it's really important to me to spread this message from a place of not only being trolled myself constantly, but from being a parent, because I am a grown adult. And whilst I know for a fact that these comments are not true, and it's so false, and it's coming from a place of absolute false information and bullshit, we know about affirmations. We know that what we read is essentially what we become. We know that if we're reading an affirmation every single morning, we believe the words that we read as our wiring within our brain becomes a new pathway of a belief system. So you imagine if you're a 14-year-old and your hormones are completely out of whack and you're making mistakes often. Because remember, I really want to point out here, making mistakes is how we learn. We need to make mistakes. If we wrap our kids up in cotton wool and they never learn mistakes, I guarantee you as adults, they will hit harder. We cannot ever only function in a place of what our parents tell us is right or our teachers, because it doesn't make us have an emotional response of that being wrong. So imagine that you're 14 years old and you don't have the emotional capacity not only to not know what is right from wrong, but you're making mistakes often. And then look at that online. Let's say our kids are at school all day and they have had a really shitty day and perhaps they've been bullied all day. And usually, say 10 years ago, they would go home and their home would be that safe environment in which they're loved, right? they're automatically disengaged from that bullying. They know they're safe. They know they're loved. And if your children are on social media, I can guarantee you that that bullying does not stop when they get home. There is no reprieve for them. And we've had so many initiatives like Dolly's Dream, or if we're thinking even as an adult, we have examples like Charlotte Dawson, who was trolled so badly and horrifically 24 hours before she took her life. And with trolling, I want you all to be mindful of this, is that when you interact online, the words you speak essentially stop and pause. And before you type, say them out loud. Would you say this to this person? How much of your energy do you spend online investing in other people's lives instead of your own? Is this factual? How will this impact this person? How would I feel if this was my son or daughter? And there are so many ways in which we fuel online trolling, and it starts and stops with all of us. And I'm sorry if this comes across as a bit of a rant, but with a 14 and 13-year-old, social media is a huge conversation that we have every single day. My boys beg me for social media. And until there is some sort of safety net or ID checks or a way in order for my children to not constantly be exposed to the horrific comments that I am, there is no way that they will be online. And I know that even in year seven, every single child bar mine had a phone and had social media. And so that is so, so scary that your kids are being exposed every single day to these trolling and accounts like this, but also that a lot of women who do have children are engaging in this behavior as well, and therefore teaching their children that it is okay. So I want to encourage you all to maybe stop and think and own your actions if this is what you are currently doing, and know that every single time you interact online, there are people behind the screen that have to hear your comments. And there's also all of the next generation that are currently dealing with the way we're behaving online and how that shapes and forms their life too. I will continue to post in the closed Facebook group, which is Flourish and Fulfilled, and on Instagram, Flourish and Fulfilled. Have a great week, guys.